Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here. How can I help you?
Sonia, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
That's good.
I'm sorry. So, Sonia, I guess y'all thought I was going to, you know, be able to get rid of me by keeping me up so long. But I'm having a problem with the way you're functioning, and you're giving me a 14-day trial, and I haven't had a product for 14 days before you charge me. So I'd like you to refund, if not all of my money, a part of my money, because I haven't had full experience of the 14-day trial, and what I have experienced, I haven't been liked it at all yet.
Okay, can I verify your first and last name, please?
Derek, D-E-R-E-K, last name Bishop.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
7813 Beeman Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105.
Thank you for that. Okay, looks like you previously had the Ultra Testosterone, the male enhancement. It was ordered on August the 2nd, where you paid the shipping and handling for the trial period. Looks like your trial period ended on August the 17th, so you were billed on the 18th, the full retail price for that product.
Which I never knew what the retail price was.
Well, it's as stated in terms and conditions, the same box that you have to check that says I agree that I am 18 years of age and older, and I agree to the terms and conditions and privacy policy. Our terms and conditions are as stated there and on all of our websites.
And it didn't state a price either in the terms and conditions.
It's actually in the terms and conditions, sir. I do apologize. But those charges on your, that charge, I'm sorry, on your account is considered valid due to it being an after trial charge. Now, it looks like you do qualify for a one-time courtesy refund of 35% for that charge.
How about a one-time courtesy refund of 75%?
No, sir. This is as a courtesy. This company does not issue refunds on valid charges.
Well, you can issue the refund, but I'm going to still dispute the charge.
Okay. So you've already disputed the charge with your credit card or bank?
No, I'm going to dispute it. I'm going to dispute it with not just the bank, but I'm going to also find out where you operate in your state. We're going to do some other forms of dispute as well.
Okay. Well, I do have to let you know that within that dispute process, that your credit card company or bank, whomever you decide to dispute it with, they do have to contact our company first. We do provide them with our legal documentations of our terms and conditions, along with the information on the account. Your bank cannot override terms and conditions, therefore they will hold you responsible for both, well, for that charge. And this company does win the majority of all disputes filed against this company due to the legal documentations of our terms and conditions.
That's fine. We'll see what the Attorney General says, because I'm sure I'm not the only person who's been deceived by how, what it is. You actually haven't given me a 14-day trial, so I haven't had the opportunity to have a product for 14 days. So issue the refund, and I have all. I need you to send an email of all your legal name and all that stuff to the state you operate in.
We don't send personalized emails, sir. I do apologize.
Well, you can send me a form email with your company name and all that stuff. It doesn't have to be personalized.
You'll get the email that's sent when your account's canceled.
Okay, I don't think I received that yet. Did you cancel the account already?
Yes, it was already canceled.
You want to send an email about the 35% refund as well?
Yes, sir. One moment.
So you're reading here, I see that you do have ability to refund more, 100% of the what the fees.
Still here, one moment.
Sonia, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm doing some more research right here as we speak. I do see you got do have the ability to refund me more than just 35% of the fees.
I'm not sure what you're reading, sir.
So you can refund 100% of it?
No, sir. One moment. Okay, sir. The most I will be able to do for you will be a 50% refund of the charge, and that's actually coming from my management. That refund will take about 3 to 5 business days to be refunded back to your credit card. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I won't need to see it in writing. Also,
it'll be sent to your email within about 24 to 48 hours.
That's great. All your correspondent information will be in the email as well, right?
That's correct. All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great night.
You too. So, interesting that just left